Oh my god, hello friends, and welcome back to another Simple Mo stream brought to you by Couch Cat. Your face, why do you do this to me? I'm Pison, that's Crazy Fi.
That's me!
And we do this twice a week.
Yes, we do.
Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. UST
Eastern Time. Sometimes twice a week.
And before I even get into what tonight's about, what we're going over, Crazy Fi, can you just quickly tell everyone why you're here? And you're even though you're supposed to be like gone.
Yeah. Surprise. I'm here. What do you know? Pretty wild. So I know this is what we've done. Like last stream, we announced that I was going on baby leave and, you know, I'm going to take a 2-week break and I'll come back, do some limited work and then move into a full on. Couch Cat again for me. Well, here's the deal. The reason why I was so damn sure that I was going to be gone is there was a complication in the pregnancy, or what we thought was a complication in the pregnancy. Yeah. And what it boiled down to was my wife went into labor and delivery two weeks ago. They said there's a complication with the pregnancy, and the only way to make sure that the baby is safe and alive is to induce and manually create the birthing process. So we were so, like, I spent the past week freaking getting the baby room ready, like getting all the small details ready with my wife, going through all that pain, and the emotional distress. And 45 minutes before my wife is supposed to be induced, like, we went to appointments every other day to test and monitor our baby's heart rate and movements to make sure that he was alive and safe. Like, this is how stressful this situation was.
Mm-hmm.
And 45 minutes, like, they said, call the, you know, labor and delivery right before, an hour before you were supposed to go in to make sure there's a room for at labor and delivery to be able to do this. We are high priority, so we knew that we were going to get a room regardless. So my wife, and it was during shift change, so my wife waited 15 minutes, called 45 minutes prior to us going in for labor and delivery. And they pick up the phone. She's like, hey, this is blah, 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 calling to make sure we have a room. And they're like, oh, we've been meaning to talk to you. And I was like, what the fuck is happening now? So essentially what it boiled down to was like, oh, by the way, you don't actually have a complication. We knew for about a week and someone was supposed to tell you, but no one told you. So good news. Baby gets to come naturally, so that's going to be like 3-ish more weeks we have. You know, he could come out at any time if he wants to, but we're looking about roughly 3 more weeks of being my wife being pregnant. But been through a lot of emotional turmoil over the past 2 weeks. It's been rough. But the good news is baby is healthy. There was never a freaking complication to begin with. Everything is good. Fuck the medical system that we're in. Yeah, but it kind of sucked because both my wife and I were ready, like, to be holding our baby, you know, and now we can't. So it's great that the baby's healthy. It really sucks that we have to change our mindset again. We went from, okay, you know, we got time to, oh, shit, we don't. We're going to get to see our baby, though, to, oh, you're not going to get to see your baby. But, you know, he's healthy. Everything's great.
Yeah.
It's been an emotional roller coaster. That being said, baby's okay. Wife is okay. I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah. So I don't know because now we're going back to the natural birth plan. We don't know when he's going to come, but at any point he's going to come. And when he does come, that's when we'll do the couch cat baby leave that we talked about last week. So that's why I'm here.
The couch cat baby leave.
Yeah. So it's been a wild journey.
So normal operations. And if you go into labor, you go into labor.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll let Pison know, and he will be
5 minutes before. 5 minutes before the stream, and I'll appreciate
it. Oh, for sure. I guarantee you my little baby boy is going to be like, you know what? Oh, you want to stream today? Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm coming out.
All right. Now that we got that out of the way, we weren't deep faking you. We weren't, haha, got you. He's actually not a dad. He's role playing as one. We'll get on to what's going on tonight. So it's the fourth report. Out of many, I think I need to do the math. I don't know how many reports we're going to have at the end of this season. But it's the fourth report of the spring 2023 seasonal guild leaderboard within Simple OMO. So we'll be catching up on what's been going on the last 7 days for the top 25 guilds that we've been tracking. And yeah, so that's what we'll be hitting on tonight. We have some housekeeping to go over real quick, and we have some cool funniest stuff at the back end, if we have time, a new segment, and also maybe a profile roast or two, because we haven't done one in a while. But yeah, so before we get into it, hello chat. It's good to see everyone here coming in. If you're in global, point them here because they're missing the frick out. And yeah, let's reset before I get to chat even further. Crazy Fibe, besides that story you unloaded on us, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, you know, holding it together. What can I say?
Barely holding on to the same.
I've won Minor Inconvenience from a breakdown. You know, that's what it is. No.
Later stream.
Fuck no.
Crazy Fi's earning so much EXP right now.
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying life as best I can. How are yourself? How are you doing?
We're doing
How's
good.
Life?
We're doing good. And Naru, we've been able to see you this whole time. We'll say hi to chat in a second. But it's good to see you here. She basically put me against the wall to have her join the stream. I had to admit to like foxes again. It's a thing. It's lore. I'm doing good. We had to go see the in-laws today, me and Kimchers, and there's a burrito place that we always went to when we lived like 40 some minutes away from us. We spent $70 on burritos today, chat.
Those better be some amazing burritos.
So they're like they're mini breakfast burritos. They're like this big, but they're fat. Okay, they're fat, and we got 12 of them.
Okay.
To last us like 2 days, but yeah, they are amazing. Wait, dude.
What's that math?
That's six.
Six. That's so pretty.
So
freaking
six,
expensive burritos.
Three each of us a day. So, so one burrito I got. It's called a cowboy, and it's full. It's filled with egg. Gravy, sausage, and ham. There's the beans, and all their burritos standard come with egg, potatoes, and cheese. So the bean one is refried beans with all that, and then the bacon one is bacon with all that. And then Kimcher's got her favorite. It's the called the big guy, and it's potato, queso cheese, taco ground beef, and egg. And it's just $70 well spent. So guess what, chat? We're going to need you to buy some merch tonight. The link's down below. Find a shirt you want to support. Buy us a cup of coffee. I am in debt. The market's about to crash. Here we are. Anyway, another thing I want to talk about. I'm doing real good tonight because I'm wearing one of the newest shirt out of the newest series with Inner Merch Store, the Guild series. And this right here, it's TPC, okay? I'm going to show you the link right now, actually, because I hate having to get really close to my camera. How should I do this?
You don't want to model for us? Ew.
I'll knock over my wine. I'm drinking wine tonight, chat, and I will knock that shit over.
Hear that? Pison intoxicated, confirmed.
Yeah, it's I'm not there yet.
It's blurring right now.
I'm not there. What's up, chat? It's me, your favorite D-Gen. All right, here we go, chat. So, listen, no matter what you feel about TPC, that's not important. What is important is that your guild could have its own shirt. So, here we go. Peaceful Crusade. We have right here. Will it show this? Oh, yeah. So, we have the TPC logo on the pocket. And then it's a little extra, it's 22 because we have a back print as well. And this is kind of like the standard format. If we can, we'll get your gradient and we'll put your guild name in the back so it's not loud, but you still get to rep, you know, your guild without looking like a, you know, a virgin in public. You know, we're all virgins here, but we don't want people to find out until it's too late. But yeah, so this again is at our store. Oh my God, can I get the, okay. At our store. And what happened is, Cream Cows and I collaborated. He was able to pull his gradient through Photoshop, whatever. But we worked on the process together. So if your guild, it costs you nothing, by the way, and unless you buy the shirt, right? But if your guild wants like a simple, you know, sleek, low vis design that you can rep, hit us up. DM me in game. DM me in game, and we'll get something worked out. But only we're doing friends first. So like, you know, Wolf, Rain Factory. Are we friends with any other guild besides CPC? Radiant Dawn?
We have no friends.
We have no friends.
We are loners.
I forgot, guys. But yes, so there we are. I'm wearing the TPC. It's comfy.
And I want to be very clear, we are not making any money off of this. It is at cost. So yeah, what the price is?
I don't like that. I don't like how we're not making money. But you know what? We do it for the friends. Do it for the friends too. But
we
yes,
just already have a store, so.
Okay. Now that's done with. I don't know, you ready? Let's say hi to chat real quick, and then let's hop into it. Let's get into the progress, because we've had
people are waiting.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I know you don't want to hear us talk. We had Chubby Ninja here with the first hello of the night at 6:21 p.m. Good to see you, Chubby Ninja. Woof woof. He's a Wolfblooder. Dagon is here, YouTube mod, also Wolfblood. We have Nauri here, YouTube mod, who is in Heaven and Stinky Hell. They are just falling like rocks. We have Silver Wolf, who's also Wolfblood. Dude, Wolfblood coming in thick. We have Katkus here, returning from the dead. Katkus, weren't you in our guild, but now you're in Heaven Hell or something? But it's good to see you back. I thought you quit. Pretty sure everyone thought you quit. Father Canopy is here. He says, howdy. Good to see you, Father Canopy. We have Asmir here. Good to see Prostor representing. We have Alucard here representing Beyblade, also known as Babel. That's how it is. But good to see you, Alucard. I saw you liked my meme earlier. And then Mr. Wright. Did you see that? We're showing this on stream later. It was a good one.
Yeah, that was...
I was expecting like Babel retaliation, but I actually got something better. Naru, of course, is here. Good to see Naru from Global. We have Tuna here. The fourth ever Golden Arrow. Oh, yeah, Golden Arrows. We're friends with Golden Arrows. Duh. Tuna is here representing. We have Maximus here. We have James here as well, who hasn't been showing up to COD lately. So I guess I don't know what to think about that. Amelia's here from Rain Factory. Good to see you, Amelia. Hope you're excited about your progress. Spoiler alert, nothing's changed. And what else do we have here? Oh my gosh, there's so many. This is like the baby talk. Maximus Labor Stream. Okay, I'm caught up now. Darren is here, of course, from Wolf Blood. Woo woof. Kimters is here, who loves burritos. That's my wife. Easily just spending $70 on burritos. We have Cutie here, a Couch Cat mod. Good to see Cutie. Oh my god. I'm 30 minutes. Hold on. I'm almost there.
You can catch up. I believe in you.
I'm almost
there.
Everyone
spam chat right now so he can't catch up.
I talked to Rain Factory about getting a shirt done, but of course Amelia left it to Hadu, and Hadu does nothing, so I mean, you know, fallen by the wayside, as they say. Keeban is here, the probably one of the longest running Couch Cat mods to date, next to like Yerg, I would say.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Alucard says the memes were good, had a good laugh. I know, right? Katkus, if you keep spamming, you're going to get got. Mods, take care of it for me, please.
I literally just told him to spam.
You did?
Yes.
Take him out. Take him out, mods.
I told him to spam so you can't catch up.
Okay. All right. So thank you, chat. Later we'll have Global up. Time that motherfucker out. Okay, let's do this thing. Do you want me to share the screen or you?
I have it zoomed in, ready to go if you want.
All right, rock it.
Let's do this.
Oh, Lord.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
May we start?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
Okay, hold on. We have that.
Not a drum roll.
That's not a drum. Oh yeah. Okay.
All right, that's the start.
Like
professionals,
this?
Here we are. All right, Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard presentation brought to you by CouchCat and presented by Yomu. This week we will be covering report number 4, which means, I don't know, 5 weeks have gone by out of a 3-month Seasonal Guild Leaderboard. Lots of weird pauses in that sentence.
Wow, but that's, what the fuck are you doing? Dude, okay, real quick, I'm gonna interrupt this intro for the YouTube folks. I think it's a 1 out of 10 possibility that this will last for 3 months.
I'm glad you took the time to interrupt my intro for such a great comment.
Hot take.
Moving
hot take
on.
Alert. Hot take. Hold on. Hot take alert. All right. Sorry. I'm so fucked.
Considering that we did not have Seasonal Guild leaderboards for a long time, it was just left that for over 2 years. I think 3 months is going to stay. Out of,
forget.
You know,
yeah.
Now that's a hot take. All right. So what is a Seasonal Guild leaderboard? Well, look in game because it's there now. And you'll figure it out. I got a lot of emotions pent up.
Everyone's leaving. Everyone's gone already.
This is my spicy day. I drank a Celsius.
Can you make it through the intro?
That is the intro. Intro done. Complete. Game over. Everyone go home. Stream
zoom
done
in
too.
A little bit.
This is 200. This is literally the Zoom that we had last time.
Who presented
Lord
this?
Have mercy.
Who made this for us?
I already said that in the intro if you were listening instead of interrupting.
Was
Yomu.
It?
Yomu. We are professionals.
I
we
love
take,
that guy. I love
Yomu. We take
Yomu.
Improv classes together so we could do back and forth successfully.
That's right.
Or something.
Or
esports
journalists who can also be comedians.
Something like that. Yeah. Wannabes. We have 5 tiers here. This is how we break it down. We are different from the in-game Seasonal Guild leaderboard in that regard. Of course, to include our commentary, which is not in-game either. So, you know, come here for that if you want to hear people get shit on. So 5 tiers, 5 guilds in each tier that comes out of your top 25.
That bastard. Okay. He definitely did when he was here.
I leave a present for everyone. Yes, one of his 96 bathrooms.
Where are we right now?
We are in the Celestial tier, ladies and gentlemen. The top 5 guilds of the Seasonal Guild leaderboard for spring season. Did I mention spring season? Yes, because it's not season 1. So we had that. All right, enough said.
Damn, but actually, you know, that just hit me. What you just said. That's pretty spicy.
The wine has slowed down Pison's brain receptors already.
We had that. It just hit me. I was like, wow.
God damn. All right. Let's talk about Celestial tier here. Let's actually get into this, right? So first and foremost, Babel at the top, crushing it. However, the Forest cutting back that lead and hopping in close to them. We have Wolfblood as number 3. We have Rain Factory left behind in the dust, and then Golden Arrows further down in the dust.
Where's your umbrella now, mother? They're still in Celestial, so I mean, the best.
Yeah, they got like
stands.
A little
I'm
weird.
Not, I'm not out of the woods yet, everyone. I fucking owe her a coffee mug that's going to cost like $30 in shipping. It's fine. It's good. Make a bet with someone who doesn't live in the U.S. It works out every time.
Every time. Every
mother,
time.
Mother of God.
Just as a reminder, on your right-hand side, that's the total EXP for the entire duration of the Seasonal Guild leaderboard. We will also cover at the end of our presentation the earned EXP for over the last 7 weeks. Or excuse me, 7 days. Yeah. So you can see how people are actually moving and gaining.
I have it open right now just as quick reference, but we'll show everyone at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways. Okay, so, I mean, this is cool. I think I'm pretty sure the Force is actually catching up to Babel, which is nice. It's not so wide of a freaking gap like it was.
It's a gap.
It has been. Gap.
Just a big gap. This is a big gap.
We're still monetized if we were even monetized at one point.
Just a big gap, guys.
The top three guilds are absolutely crushing it compared to everyone else. I mean, the difference between number three and number four is 31 million. If my quick maths are correct, but yeah, that's incredible. That's more than what Rain Factory has overall in their total EXP. So they're not going to get there.
Amelia's here.
I know.
All right.
I could have fun with my friends. Okay. and Golden Arrows. I know Ace is last week kept saying, "Oh, we're coming. Wars are going to end." Blah blah blah. Well, where are you? Fifth place still. Not going very far. So there's that. Yeah, I don't know. That's top five, normal as can be. What are your thoughts?
All right, first, hello, Joshua. He's joining us once again, leaving us love in the comment sections, by the way. So it's good to see you, Josh. Admiral's here. Someone's discussion board post is hilarious. We'll have to check it out. Remind us later. So for the top five, you know, not a lot going on here. The earned EXP, right? It wasn't wild. It's a lot, but in relation to who we're talking about, we have 10 mil from Babel. Force had 12 mil. So yes, they're high earners this go around, but Wolfblood 14 mil, it's 14.9. So almost 15 mil earned. So if anything, while the total EXP, there's a giant gap. If Wolfblood stays consistent, keeps recruiting high tier players, they're going to threaten Force for the second spot for sure. I see a point in time where Wolf, where everyone kind of like takes in the lull, Wolf pushes. That doesn't mean they'll hold it for long, but I feel Wolf can touch too. Rain Factory earned EXP for this week, past week was 5.2 mil. And you know, we keep getting our reassurances from Ace and Asiad saying, "Hey, we're popping wars, we're coming back." They earned a measly 3 mil. There's guilds. It's one guild, but there's one guild in the next tier that I can't wait to talk about who earned more than that. And they're coming.
We have some breaking news here. Keeban is reporting that the Forest has started recruiting from the Orphanage to beat Babel. So, you know.
My God.
Child soldiers from the Forest, everyone. What do you know?
That's right. And we have Nauri here. Oh, go on, dude.
Keeban only reports the facts.
That's right. And we have Nauri here, another trusted source that does not speak in conspiracies or in circles. Nauri states Rain Factory has Binx, which is Amelia's cat. Has Binx emojis, so they're top of the celestial leaderboard in my heart. Just reporting straight from her heart, and it means nothing. Thank you, Nauri, for that from the front line report that won't help Rain Factory in the long run. Thank you, Nauri. All right. Yeah, I think celestial is going to stay stagnant. Number five spot's definitely threatened, and I think we're going to see that in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Maybe before you disappear.
There's some good chance at this point.
Yeah.
Remember, 18.7 mil is the number to beat. So let's do this. Let's.
Just like, whoops.
All right.
Yep. Keeban is the official couch cat analyst. Whatever he says cannot be traced back to us, but he is allowed to say he's affiliated with us.
Yes. All right. Moving into the legendary tier.
Hold on. Legendary tier, guys. Yo, that air horn sucks, by the way.
We'll have to get a real one.
Wow.
surprise! Flashbang and air horn. Start out a great stream. I love this tier. It's always fun to look at. First and foremost, Prostor coming out in the sixth place, moving three positions. That is huge. Mm-hmm. That is incredibly huge right there. Heaven Hell going down one, Murder of the Universe going down one, Knights Who Say Ye going down one, and then Still Friendly holding on strong to that 10th place. Yeah. The 6th through 8th is a very close game right now. It's, yeah, we're talking about, you know, 200,000 to 300,000 in difference between each position.
It's insane. I don't think we didn't see that last season. We didn't see guilds this close.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Huge congrats to Prostor. They've clearly won some wars recently. Wow indeed, Ramen. Wow indeed.
Shout out to Ramen.
So Prostor, everyone in there, you know, I hope you have pride in your ability to climb, because that's impressive. How much guild XP have they earned over the past 7 days?
Yeah, I can tell you. So they earned more than golden arrows. They earned 4 mil EXP.
There we go.
In the last 7 days.
There we go. Mm-hmm. They're only 3 mil away from getting into Celestial. I mean, granted, so is 7th and 8th. So it's a really close game now. Like
who does not go dead first? You know what I mean?
And, you know, honestly, I think Prostor, out of these three, out of Prostor, Heaven and Hell, and Murder of the Universe, I think those three have the best, out of those three, Prostor has the best ability to get to a Celestial, because they're the ones who are on an upward trajectory. They're ones who are grinding clearly right now. Granted, they probably just won a lot of wars, which means they have to restart, and it might take a couple weeks, unless they really grind. But yeah, huge congrats to them. What are your thoughts?
I was gonna say, like, are you fucking done? Like, what is this, guys? What is this going on here?
We take improv classes, you know? The cue was there. It's the wine.
Hug Ted is here as well. Shout out to Hug Ted, you little shit. I'm just kidding. Hug Ted, you little teddy bear. But when he talks in VC, he doesn't sound like it. Okay, anyway, so legendary tier. Shout out to my homies Prostor. You know, I love you guys. This is obviously thanks to the guild advertisement blog post that they blessed me to do for them. So if you need a guild advertisement for free and you want it on our website down below, DM me in game and let's get something cooking. All you have to do is tell me who your guild leadership is and I take care of the rest. Oh, in a personalized message. That's it. So shout out to them. They are definitely threatening number 5. And, you know, they scraped their knee on the draw, you know, on the concrete a couple weeks ago at the start of the season. You know, they're having some misgivings and they felt a certain way about the EXP earned through wars. But here they are at the top of legendary. Again, this could just be the war cycle that we're calling it. I'm calling it. I just made that up. Doesn't sound that great, but the cycle of wars, and at least they're here and they're showing up. So Heaven and Hell, the EXP is really, so these are really close, right? 7 and 8, but Heaven and Hell, they only earned 2.3 mil EXP. They dropped a position because of Prostor's movement, and then Murder's the same way. They earned, you know, 2.3 mil, and you don't want to see that. That's not the EXP you want to see being earned in legendary. Again, early season, most of these guilds don't even probably care too much about the seasonal guild right now. They don't know if it's worth it or not. They don't know about us, which is fair. But Prostor does, and they're dedicated to the cause. Knights Who Say Ye, they earned 1.9 mil EXP. I thought they were completely dead. I thought Yurg was the only one over there who's alive, and she logs on like once a year. But they're still earning. They're just not earning a lot. And then Still Friendly with a 1.3 mil. I don't know if Still Friendly can hold on to legendary like this. As we'll see throughout this leaderboard, the top positions are looking to move by week. Like it's almost no one has a good grasp on anything with the earned EXP, which we'll show at the very end. But yeah, final thoughts. Good job on Prostor. Heaven and Hell, what? Figure it out. Like, what are you guys doing? Because you have a lot of good players in your guild. Are you alive? Are you dead? Is Pratt still idle because of work? What's going on here? Cutie, Nowry, you're in the chat. That's all I got.
Cool.
Like that?
Cool. All right, remember, 10.5 mil is the number to beat. Moving on to the next tier here, we have the epic tier.
Why do you want me to try? It's wine. It's a rosé, Amelia. I know you like drinking whatever. Dude, I looked up So I looked up British slang earlier because, you know, we watch in-betweeners, right? We know about English culture.
Right.
Wanker. Yeah, I forgot a lot. I know Benda. Benda! Anyway, go on, dude. Let's go on to Epic. I'm not trying to do shit.
All right. Anyway. What tier is called again? That's right. It's called Epic Tier. I did not have to look myself. Don't worry. I was just letting you guys look. All right. Air horn. Yep. Okay. This is 11 through 15 on the Seasonal Guild leaderboard. First and foremost, we have Gorilla Wizards, which, bum, 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 dead guild.
I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up after we do the synapses. Is that how you say it?
Close enough.
Synapses.
We have the Merry Men of Simple Mo, which I actually like their guild icon a lot. That's pretty cool.
Don't say that, dude. Is Jimmy here? Oh, fuck. Dude, Jimmy gets wild.
Yeah, he does. They moved up two positions, so congrats to them. But okay, I do want to, before moving on, Grill Wizards, 9.9. Remember, we said the number to beat is 10.5 mil. So, friendly, or whatever the frick, still friendly, could easily lose out on their position. All right, so moving on. Friendly 2, drop down 1. Radiant Dawn had a drop down 1 because Merry Men's out there crushing it. The Crimson Tower, what the hell? Who are they? Well, I'm glad you asked, chat. Crimson Tower is... yeah, because no one gives a crap
about
them.
This is from Panda, by the way.
Crimson Tower and Crimson Offensive, who was renamed to... Was it Risk of Rain or Risk of Terror? Or whatever the hell they were renamed to.
Rain Terror? Rain of Terror? Rain of Terror.
Rain of Terror. That's like probably
a,
it.
Like a garage... metalcore band from MySpace.
They were number 16. They decided, hey, we have a crap ton of
you don't even offensive. Know no you don't even yes. know why
yes they have a crap ton of PPs around
demonetized once again, everyone. Thank
and
you,
they're
YouTube.
Like, you
thank
know what, mom. let's merge together with all these PPs and use them effectively.
Holy shit.
And so they decided, everyone merged to Crimson Offensive, but they decided because Crimson Offensive was the branch of Crimson Tower, they renamed to Crimson Tower. That's right, folks. You could have heard about this sooner if you were in our guild Discord.
That's right.
Not guild Discord, our community Discord.
That's
what the
right.
hell?
Yeah, that
it was
link,
reported
link in the
twice
description
in our Discord about what was going on. Also, just a little plug since we're already plugging. If you're enjoying all this spice, you're liking the video, go ahead and leave a like. If you keep coming back for this, why don't you subscribe?
fuck was that, dude? That was so good. Oh, that was
anyways,
great.
So props to Crimson Tower. Clearly, the merge has worked out for them because they're able to climb one position, move into the next tier. So, woo, congrats.
Thank you,
Radiant
Amelia.
Dawn, probably the best, the number one PvE guild now at this point.
The best guild ever that starts with R. That's for sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Amelia, for translating for me. Yeah. So, Radiant Dawn is now the number one PvE guild. TPC is no longer number one. Bummer. King Cows, what's up? What's good, homie?
We're not there yet.
As you can see, King Cows and TPC have dropped out of this tier. Which is kind of a bummer, but you know, if you're a loser, you're a loser. I kid.
All of our friends gone in one night.
Pies and makes of friends, I get rid of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
No. I only joke. I do want to say and do want to clarify, these are all jokes. I'm just throwing shade for the fun of it. If anyone has a problem, you could DM me and we could talk about it.
That'll go
well. Yeah, so, I mean, that's my take on everything. Good job to the Merry Men.
Real quick, before we get into some insight here on the Gorilla Wizards, Gaseric was just here saying that, or no, it was Tuna. Sorry, Gaseric is here joining us. Good to see you, Gaseric. Tuna was saying Amber hasn't been online in 2 weeks. Yeah, and that shows. Yeah. And we'll get into that in a minute. But they've earned 1.5, almost 1.6 mil EXP. The Merry Men has earned 3.5 mil, more than Golden Arrows at this point. Friendly 2 with a 1.7, Radiant Dawn with 1.8 for a PvE guild. They dropped, but they're still active enough. I think they're going to be fine in Epic tier for sure. The Crimson Tower, if you change, merge one more time, I am not going to give a fuck anymore. Stop it. Panda, stop it right now. But they're doing fine. 1.5 mil. There's a safe. So, you know, I just said that the top of each tier, it's like they're looking to move. Well, honestly, there's a huge gap between the bottom of Epic and the top of Elite. So that is definitely the Challenger series tier for sure. Dabble, if you want to take that and use it for one of your, you know, your next championship series, yeah, go ahead. So what was I saying? Okay.
I have no idea.
Oh fuck, I said the all right, so friends from Gorilla Wizards are sharing their concerns. Anyway, they're saying that Gorilla Wizards is slowly dying. The leaders are burnt out. The newbies in the guild, they're not putting their weight in for the activities that are going on here. Amber is, and this has been confirmed by multiple people, okay, not just from Gorilla Wizards, but Amber is the powerhouse of Gorilla Wizards. But when Amber's not around, shit, you know, stalls, so to speak. So it's sad to see. Hopefully, you know, they're still hopeful, the co-leads, that they'll rise near the end of the season. But right now, it's not looking pretty.
Yeah, and I think that fact there that Amber is the powerhouse that brings everyone together to
dangerous
climb.
Yeah.
I think that shows a lot of like how these guilds are built out. Like a lot of them, you have a few select minority within each guild that will carry the guild, and then the majority will try to, you know, do their best as much as they can. So if you get like a 1-2% of that minority to be able to just absolutely destroy, it's great until they get burnt out or they walk away.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful of that and either cycle them out over time and have someone else step up, or, you know, groom the next person to step up into that position, whether it's to be a co-lead or a leader or to be that PvPer or whatever it may be. But you got to look out for that because burnout is real in this game, even though you're just tapping, you know, next on the screen.
Yeah, there's definitely a throttle or a choke point, right, of power in these right. What we coin celebrity guilds. Guilds in the Celestial tier, you know, Babel, The Force, Wolf, Rain, and yeah, Golden Arrows. Golden Arrows is a little different. I know they have like a select few, like you're just mentioning, but a lot of these guilds are pulling active players in their... they're shaping them up to play on their own, but also contribute to the guild. So good on them. Right, also, right. Babel just has like a shit ton of like the active whales, right? And it works out for them. Alucard's able to do his thing, right? But those five guilds are good examples. Golden Arrows is a little risky, but yeah, Amber being the one to hold Gorilla Wizards up, a little dangerous for everyone there.
Yep. Yep.
But yeah, that's all I got. You know, shout out to Radiant Dawn. I freaking dig that name so hard.
Yeah, and Radiant Dawn is impressive because they keep breaking that 1 mil barrier that talk about for PvE guilds, which is hard. You see that every week in the weekly guild stats. Go check out the video if you haven't already. That 1 mil barrier is really difficult for PvE guilds to break, and they do it consistently.
And shout out to Ramen because Ramen's in that guild, and also the guild leader. Oh god, how do you say his name? It starts with K. It's like Kendall.
Yeah, I'm not even going to attempt it.
Yeah, I messed it up, but he generally a nice person. It's a cool Discord. So if you're looking to hop around some guild Discords, I highly recommend it. Amelia says, so Amelia's taken some guesses so far from the leaderboard, and they're saying she reckons Golden Arrows is doing just that, saving a bunch of wars, and then boom, 1 week they're going to zoom up. I don't know if that is like viable, honestly. I really don't think so. But I mean, it's
only viable for like being in wars against the top three guilds. But even then, they're probably going to win the war. That top three guild is going to win the war before they can finish out the war by holding out.
Kelindel.
Kelindel.
How about Kendelly?
That's clearly not what that says.
Close enough, you know what I mean?
Nah,
he's a good dude. Alright, Amelia says, I haven't burned out yet. Oh, we'll see you soon enough, Amelia, and then I won't owe you a coffee mug anymore. Alright, so you want to move on to the challenger tier? The challenger series?
Challenger series is dead now. Like these guilds. Tier. It's the second to last tier. We have 16 through 20 in this tier. We have TPC, the Peaceful Crusade, who we all know and love, with King Cows at the lead.
Yeah.
Dropping down from the last tier to this tier, which is
sad. They have never been this low.
They've never. That is true. They've always been in Epic.
They've never left Epic. Whether it's upward trajectory or downward.
Yep. And now they're going down, which is sad to see.
Going down, down.
Pretty much, like, I'm pretty sure all of these are PvE. I can't remember. Greenhouse, Friendly is, the Titans are. Greenhouse, I think, might be PvP. I can never remember if it's Ornate Greenhouse or Garen that's PvE. But this is 4 of the 5, at least guaranteed, the PvE crew here. Solid Step, which I think are they going down? No, that was Deadly Cute. Solid Step is here. Friendly's here. The Titans, which is a shell of their former selves, and Ornate Greenhouse are here. So, not much movement. I'm betting that we will see them drop lower as time goes on in this tier, because it seems like at least one to two of these guilds are dying off.
Yeah.
But those are my thoughts.
But it looks good because the only shift from Elite was Crimson Tower moving up, forcing TPC down. So we haven't seen anyone push.
That's good.
Yeah, we haven't seen anyone push down from Elite to Rare yet.
Yeah, that's true.
And yes, another thing to note, Theron, good call. Still the top 20 in comparison to the top, you know, the higher tier, the top, you know, 5 or 10. We can't lose sight of, like, this is still the top 20 out of, you know, Stone guilds of the whole
game.
It
is still incredibly impressive, especially since Couch Cat Gaming Guild is,
like, yeah, you know, we choose not to be there. We don't want to, like, skew the number.
We do a task a week.
We're a task-oriented guild. One task. One fucking task. All right, so if you don't mind, I'll go over the earned EXP here. TPC literally only earned 300 QD. I saw your DM. Can I say that out loud? Can I read that out loud, or are you just telling me? I don't know. TBC, 300k EXP. We have Salt Step with 800k, so almost breaking that 1 mil barrier for PvE guilds. And I think Salt Step's a solid, fuck, no pun intended, but it's a solid guild to join for sure. Friendly, almost 500k EXP earned. Man, all these friendlies, they're just holding on. You know, in the grand scheme, they look pathetic at, like, a bird's eye view, but in the grand scheme of things, they're holding on, and they're holding multiple positions in the top. Oh, it's public. Okay, so I can say that. Perfect. The Titans is at almost 700k EXP earned for the week, and Ornate Greenhouse is almost 800k EXP. Is Father Canopy here?
Kila has confirmed that Greenhouse is PvP.
All right. Yeah. The Greenhouse has a chance to, like, kind of surpass everyone in this tier. we have hot off the presses. So, by the way, we love information about guilds, especially if you are from the guild giving us information to share with everyone. If you have super secrets, don't tell us. Like, we don't want that. We want to be able to break the news in a respectful way. Cutie says, this is public information. It's in support chat in the game. Says leader of the Titans was bitching in support earlier that Babel had good offers for the players that jumped ship. So, I mean, I alluded to this. I had no evidence, but here you go. Because, again, a week ago or so, was it Flone? I don't know how to say her name. A core group of the Titan players jumped to Beyblade. So, it's unfortunate. Yep. And I thought, isn't poaching not allowed? I don't know. Or is that, did we make that up in our head?
I like the idea of poaching. So I hope it's
kind of cool, huh? It's kind of
Yeah,
cool.
I like it. Like, if you don't have anything to offer, sucks to be you. I mean, you're going to be a dead guild now. But, you know, I like poaching.
I'm so confused. Hold on. Amelia says, please do a weekly breakdown of your guild stats. This is a weekly breakdown. This is
every 7 days. She's talking about our guild.
Our guild stats? Amelia, we don't want to make you cry, okay? We don't make you cry in public. It's insane how much EXP we earn in a given day.
Reduces our EXP every week, man.
Yeah, Mike nerfed us so hard that we're a running joke. All right.
No.
Is that true? Is anyone reacting to that information?
Amelia said, I heard the ones that left wanted a change of scene, and that's why they left.
Yeah, that's fair. But it's interesting to see the guild leader openly complaining in game, in the support chat of all things.
That's a weird chat to
That's a weird in. Chat to dump your.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Yeah.
That's all I got. That's all Titans I got for are dead.
Yeah, we could move on to the last tier.
You know,
the
hold last on though. Five. Hold on. Oh, I'm worried. On. I am super worried about cream cows.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, why are they dropping to elite? We've had him on stream say he would never do that, and now he's doing it.
That's a fair point. Is anyone else in TPC in chat right now?
I don't think we have anyone from TPC now.
Oh, man.
They're all dead. Where's Loch Ness dead? Everyone's dead. But yeah, kind of concerning to me. You know, Loch Ness will listen to this and like 5 days later comment and be like, don't be worried. You know. But that's all I got. I'm closing out with my worries with Elite.
Yeah. Oh, Amelia said there was a bulletin making a dig earlier about it too.
Really?
Dang. Now, I like that. Cream Council TPC to Sticky Vicky.
Spain's sexy magic shows will really ruin your guild. Deeren says Wolf Blood is awesome. Hot tip. That's true. That's probably one of the coolest discords I've been in.
Fair enough. All right, let's move into the last five.
Don't say it, dude. Not the last tier, dude.
The rare tier. We have 21 through 25. So who is this? 21, we have the Cheese Cult, which is PvE. Mm-hmm. 22 is Dusk. 23 is Manatee's Cove. Then we have Fairy Tail and Ingles Mod. Props to Ingles Mod for breaking through into the top 25. Yep. Good job on you. Pretty impressive. Hopefully you can hold it. And then we have Fairy Tail, who's dropped down another one. That's concerning to me. Again, we lost Deadly Cute from last week. So there's that.
Yeah, Deadly Cute. Rest in peace.
Yep. They all died off. And then Manatee's Cove went from 25 to 23, which is great to see because that means they're actually progressing and wasn't just a fluke getting on the top 25.
Yep. Shout out to Ubi and Manatee.
Yeah. Good job, everyone in that guild. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see if Ingles Mod can stay in the top 25.
Because aren't Ingles Mod and Marching Mon were
I don't know exactly.
But different. And we had this conversation all throughout season one.
The Mons are a weird guild.
Yeah, they're like German or something. And we thought they were dead, but now they're not. Very interesting.
Oh. Here's a hot off the press. Fufu here. Don't worry. Gosh. I will revive Deadly soon. I hope so. I really hope you do. I enjoyed seeing Deadly.
Just another celebrity advisor saying they're going to revive a dead guild. Well, I can't wait to see it, Fufu. Okay, so Cheese Cult. I don't think Miryuri is here tonight, but Cheese Cult, they earned almost 600k EXP the last 7 days. Dusk was 600k. Manatee's Cove with almost a mil. 975 fucking whatever. Wow. Ingles Mon earned 1.4 mil EXP to bust into the top 25.
And I think that's all you really need if you wanted to climb into the next tier is consistently earn at least 1 mil a week.
Yeah.
And in a few weeks, maybe 4 weeks, you could get into the next tier. Just as a reminder, 3.1 is the number to beat, and we're already at 2.8 for two of these guilds. 2.7 for Manatee's Cove. So we could see potentially Manatee's Cove moving up into the next tier.
Yep, and Fairy Tail barely holding on with 300k EXP. So not looking good for Zach. not looking good for Fairy Tail, but again, you know, to be in the top 30 at all is a good thing. It's a good
incredibly impressive
achievement. Yeah.
It's more than one task a week.
But yeah, I'm hoping, you know, Ubi, again, we said this last stream, Ubi's not a guild per never was a guild person. He chilled in guilds. He wasn't really participating with guilds. But he's trying. He's trying with Manatee's Cove, and hopefully the next coffee stream will be June. We talked about this, and I think it's the 10th. Yeah, June 10th. And hopefully we'll have some Manatee Cove updates for us then. Yeah, it's good to see Cheese Cole. I think Cheese Cole's holding on, dude.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
But rare revolving door, rare and elite. So, yeah, not much else to say about that. Ramen says revive Death Star. That just shows the kind of weirdo you are, Ramen. And yeah, everyone gets it. Yeah, that's super weird. No one wants that guild back. But that'll do it. Crazy Five, if you want to zoom out and show them the total EXP, I got screenshots. I'll put this in a blog post for everyone later.
There you go.
Wow.
This is the last 7 days earned EXP. Let me actually do that.
Ooh, wow.
So people could actually see a bit better. Yeah, that's that.
Yep, and we'll stop it here for the YouTube folks. And from here, I'll bring in Global Chat, dude.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get Global Chat in here. Yeah. What could go wrong from bringing in Global Chat? Let's see.
I can't wait to show off these memes. The spicy. I laughed so hard when I opened up
it was good.
Today. I was like, damn, that's awesome.
All right, so I figured, chat, I kind of want to do like a meme before stream sort of thing, just in good fun with all the guilds that we go over. So Babel was the first, obviously, because they're top celestial, top tier guild. It just made sense for my little brain. And in our Discord server, we have a meme section. And within that meme section, I posted my meme, which I thought was really funny. And then a more like an even funnier meme that's really spicy, especially if Mike sees it. And like, Mike, we don't, there's no ill will here, kind of, but like, you know, you know, let me get in streamer mode. And if you make memes for Simple MMO, just know that you can post them in our Discord. You know what I mean? All right, we just got Global in here, but we're going to have to kick him off real quick. I have to do screen, right? Is that what happens?
Yeah, you could do screen.
All right. All the hentai stream games or Steam games were closed. Perfect. Okay. So if I click this, what does it do? Oh, all right. So here's the one I made featuring Babel, good sports all around, I think. I don't know. Free to play versus diamonds. Okay. This is what we're calling it. So here's the Babel meme, pretty funny, but then Mr. Right from Babel literally slapped an Uno card. Okay.
Yeah. And this is
just take this in. Take this in. Okay.
Oh man. That's gotta be like the best meme.
Yeah. So shout out to Mr. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, not only do I want to share my memes on stream, if you come in and you have a really good guild or Couch Cat centric meme, post it and we'll show it off during stream. So this again, Mr. Right from Babel, just freaking nailed it in the park. it's something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. But yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, Rip Couchcast is now ring. Yeah, shit, I know. Okay, and also, here's another thing. I was in Rain Factory, and Rain Factory has a bunch of weirdos in there. I mean, good people in their guild. And I was basically, like, begged to make a new segment for Couchcat for within the stream that's, like, I don't know, not long at all. And with Rain Factory's permission, specifically Amelia and two guildies there. I have the first submission of what I'm calling weird shit that guilds say, and I'm pulling it from Discord from this iteration. I just want to let you know, because I'm in a lot of guild Discords, I'm not sitting there screenshotting everything you're saying. This is if I'm in a conversation with you and you guys say something funny, I'm going to be like, hey, can I share this? Because there's just funny shit that needs to be shared. So I'm not doing the whole spy thing and taking shit. So don't kick me out of Wolfblood, okay, Dagon? Jesus fuck. All right. So let me pull this up. Weird shit that guilds say. We have Rain Factory number 10. Global, I'll be right back. Cactus, keep them busy, okay? Don't let them leave. What did I do last time? Did I do screen? Did I share my screen last time? Yes, I did. Very intuitive, I know. Dagus is kicking out. Needs staff to leak next event details. Yeah, I mean, I guess we need that too, right? We're actually supposed to be working a lot closer with Simple Most staff, but we haven't figured out. We've asked for permission. We got that permission, but we haven't figured out how to like actually build this.
I need it. I'll come up with a game plan. To work out a repeatable process.
All right. And here we go. Here's the first
time now.
Yeah. High time, right? So here's the first iteration of weird shit guild say. And the context was Emilio is like picking, you're like picking a new abbreviation for Rain Factory or something, and you did like Rain Space FK, and it just went really bad from there. So we have Flu here saying, oh god, Rain Fuck, and then me reacting to that. And then here's the icing on the cake, okay? Here's Emilia. We do make people wet in Rain Factory. Just beautiful. And this was inspired by Middle Gray of Rain Factory. And thanks to Rain Factory for being just so fucking weird. Yes, Emilia said it first. We do make people wet. Yeah, great. Demonetize. This is the context, everyone. Rain Factory UK. And it just kind of divulged from there.
This is our friends.
Yeah, this is our friends. So, if something funny happens and I'm around and we're talking, expect, you know, with your permission to show it. Python is going to expose the whole RP channel. Do you guys roleplay in Wolf? Oh, you little shits. You know, I saw Theron saying that, like, he roleplays and the profile roast is going to be fucking awful. All right, by the way, I'm opening up my profile roast list. Yeah, so I think we have time. We have one. We have time for one, so we'll see who that is. And it might be Cactus. I skipped over you last time, dude, because you quit. Let's see. Streams. Oh, no. Yeah, it's Cactus, dude. It's Cactus. Cactus, are you still here? Or are you still in global?
They just posted, wait, did I ever get roasted in chat?
All right, here we go, Cactus. We're roasting your ass. We're roasting you like little marshmallows. If you're like a little marshmallow roasting on a fire.
They're saying, let's go.
Yeah, let's fucking do this, dude. All right. Let's just let me pre-game this. These are all right. These are profile roasts. I have a list. If you're interested in getting roasted, this is all in good fun. It's harsh, okay, but it's all in good fun. There's no, you know, ill will between us here. The best way to get on this list is to DM me in game, and I add you to it. We just go through your profile and roast the shit out of it. And on today's docket, we have Cactus here, and you know, old couch cat friend. So before we get into it, I just want, here's your warning. They could be a role player, they could be a weeb, so there could be some triggers in their profile. I'm telling you right now, brace yourself. We've walked into some pretty interesting things throughout these player roasts. And we're going to share it here in a second. Everyone have their protection on? All right, everyone has their protection on.
Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it, dude. Is it better like this? You think?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, sure. All right, I've zoomed in so much. So, okay. We're immediately starting pretty low here. Cacus literally has too long of a name. This shouldn't be allowed. Keeper of Fellfire. I'm getting some strong role player vibes, chat. So pay attention, because at the end, I'm going to ask you out of 10 what you scored this profile. But yeah, long name, formerly known as Russell. All right, so is Katka's actually dark? What's going on here? There's no way, right? It's not actual dark. Okay, no, we're good. Not. Dark would have had a legacy. Yeah, I'm stupid. All right, so we have a cat, Ubi cat avatar, you know, dime a fucking dozen these days, nothing special there. Nice one bill. Motto says, tell Flown to dump diamonds in my inventory instead of the orphanage. Okay, will do. I'll get right on it. Hey, hey, Flown. Dump. No, they're not going to play. They're not here. They're busy in Babel. Legacy mode. You legacied. We're at 1 out of 10. We don't like legacy players. They do nothing for the game's economy. Kind of a waste of time and effort. Or showcase, they have anti-simp spray, but they are a simp, so that's kind of strange. More cat kuss like avatars, you know, they're really leaning hard into their typo. So like, this is supposed to be cactus, but they typoed and forgot the C. He won't admit to it, but that's the truth. And he has got a crowbar. Great awards. I mean, everyone gets this, you know, by level 10, so nothing special. HP sucks. All right, here we go. He says, I am free to play on the quest for the full intact Fellfire set and top 50 in gold leaderboard. How's that working out for you, brother? Because you keep quitting the game. This right here, I'll never say this word out loud because all you guys spam this. There's no way in hell. Pro Diamond Waster. Waste. That's not how you... Wait. Chat. Chat, he's got a typo in his gosh darn freaking profile. Waster, his waste. He's a diamond waster. Bro, you suck, dude. I see you in. Look at this. Didn't you have your mom proofread your profile before you said it was ready to get roasted? God, dude. Who needs EP when you can get gold keys and gradients? Shakes my head. Yeah, that's a great way to play the game, honestly. What's this? Commissions I have completed. So another dime a dozen, you know, pixel artists. They have a fox here, so get fucking banned, because foxes are getting banned from the game. This is confirmed by Keeban, so believe me. Look, we don't need this, okay? We don't need all these cats. Tiger definitely does not need another avatar. Yeah, okay, so I'm already disgusted. In Heaven and Hell, Dying Guild, not looking good. Let's see some of the comments. Is this Hearth? So already one back to 1 out of 10, brother. Is this Pratt? Did Pratt change their name? Or is this like, no, this has gotta be Pratt, right? And Pratt literally. What the hell's going on with Pratt? And then okay, I'm already sick of this. Alright, let's move on. I have to like zoom out. Okay, here we go. Stats. What we got here? 69 defense. All right. Enough to keep ice away from climbing through your window. 41 reputation. Let's make that 42 because you're a stinker. Let's see if he's done a bounty, okay? Zero bounty. Get this feature out of the game. No one plays it. No one does the bounty system. All right. Yeah, interesting stuff here. I'm blown away right now. Crazy Fire, are you blown away?
I'm falling asleep.
All right. Yep. 10 friend points. Yeah. Barely fucking know ya.
You guys equipped. Talking. Oh, look at that.
Not better than mine. Get wreck nerd. Fell fire. More like noob fire.
What do you have to say about that?
That was a typo. That was
break
a typo. That was a typo, dude.
Yeah.
All right. We're moving on. This page isn't loading for me correctly. So we're moving on.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Boring showcase. Nothing couch cat related. All right.
Cactus. I like the cat cactuses.
Okay. Cactus Crazy Fi. Out of 10, how much do you give this profile?
I'm going to go with 8 because I like the theme of the cactus.
Okay. I go with 1 out of 10. Chat, what do we got here? Out of 10 right now. What do you give this profile? Chat, give me an answer. I know Nallery pre-answered. I'm not going to read it. God dang it, Nallery. You copy and pasted. 11 out of 10. That's not in the, it's not in the metric, but thanks, Nallery. Tuna says 9 out of 10. Nallery says cats and cactuses are both prickly. Yeah, I guess.
Facts.
Fufu says 0. No Fufu avatar. You know, that's a pretty good metric. That's a pretty good metric to base off of. Egotistical. I'm the same way with Couch Cat. Dagon says 3 out of 10. God dang, Dagon, I love you. Amelia says 11 out of 10. All right, I can smell Amelia and Nowry from the, like, just from the comments. I can smell. What? I can smell the cat. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like, I imagine them, like, from that office scene where, like, what's-her-face throws, like, Oscar is, like, escaping through the vents, and she's like, take my cat! And then the cat just falls right through the... Yeah. Maximus says cat out of 10. Silver Wolf says 2 out of 10. Asmir says 50-50. You can't, that's not the metric, brother. Hugged says eyeball emotes. Naru, you gotta vote. One out, give me out of 10, Naru. 7 out of 10 from Ramen. Thank you, Ramen. Mallory says, I put dirty cat litter in my pits. Wow, I feel really disgusted now reading that out loud. Why did I read that out loud, Mallory? You're supposed to be a YouTube mod.
Oh my God.
To some extent. Naru says, 6 out of 10. Thank you, Naru. All right. Cat Kiss, thanks for being a good sport. Longtime homie and fan of the show. Yeah. I feel good. I can finally mark you off. This, you've been on this list for fucking forever, dude. All right.
So how do, if people want to get roasted, how do they do that?
Yeah, so I mentioned it in the beginning because you weren't paying attention, but just best way to do this is DM me in game and I will add you to the list. Can you line through in Confluence?
Yeah.
How do we do that?
You could figure it out. You got this.
Yeah, I'm just gonna bold it, or more formatting, strike through. There we go. Nice. The next one's DD, but does DD even play this game anymore?
Are the curtains hung up? Yes, they are hung up.
All right, that's
family.
Have I missed anything global before we leave?
Stop War, Love Everyone, I'm pretty sure is a chat GPT masquerading in chat.
Where?
That's the second time they posted something like that.
But... Dude, the wave feature in Simple MO is insane. Ride the waves with your crew, conquer the high seas, and score epic loot. It's a total thrill ride, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Alucard said 5 out of 10. Nice. Alec says, I'm here when streams start. Yeah, I kind of made a joke about Alec not supporting us hard enough, and I believe that wholeheartedly.
Cool. I think yeah, that's it. Hold on.
What is it?
You need to share that meme. That's another spicy meme.
Oh, fuck. All right, this is the last thing, okay? Everything else will be deferred to Monday.
Yeah.
Wait, what's today?
Thursday.
Yeah, Monday. Dude, that is spicy. Alucard, close your eyes, dude. He's not going to close his eyes. I know Alucard. He's got like 5 eyes.
5 eyes? He sees everything?
5 eyes, 5 guys. You know what I mean? All right, fresh off the presses, we have a Couch Cat meme alert. I'm afraid, will this work?
If you click open in browser, but then you have to share your tab now.
Just
what are you doing? All right,
never mind. This is what we got here. So it says free diamonds for members of Titans Babel. Whoop,
that is a poaching meme if I've ever seen one.
That is pretty,
that is a spicy meme.
Spicy as shit, dude.
The memes are spicy today.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Go see it in our Discord server. Alucard, you can open your eyes now.
All right.
All right. Yeah, that's a good stream. Naru said Paizen would probably puke if he saw all my pro. Yeah, yeah, I know. I probably will. Okay. All right.
What did I miss?
Yeah. What did I miss? Alucard, you're fine, dude. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to check out Balin's.
Yeah. Better. Cutie. Soft blanket from BA is actually responding to Balin. If you have a problem, report it to mods instead of making some weird basis claims on the bulletin board. Thanks. Balin says, FYI, inviting members from other guilds is forbidden by the game's rules. I knew it. So please, Babel co-leaders, stop that immediately. Thanks.
Dude, I think poaching should be allowed.
I love...
It makes the game more fun.
I love this guild drama. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just like trading players.
Yeah, so. It is.
Have you listened to the latest Travis Gafford podcast when you have time, dude? You need to catch up. Shit's wild right now. Yeah, okay, that'll do it, dude.
Right.
James, maybe you'll show up for COD this weekend, you little fuck. I don't know. Demonetize. Dude, I can't stop. I can't stop demonetizing. All right.
Let's end this.
Let's end this. This will conclude Thursday's Simple MMO stream by Couch Cat. This was the fourth report for the seasonal guild leaderboard within Simple MMO. And it was a great time. We saw some movement. We saw some decay from some of our favorite guilds here. We've learned some sad news about guilds like Gorilla Wizards. Unfortunate. But yeah, it was a good time, chat. We want to thank you all for hanging out with us. We want to thank Global Chat. Where's Global Chat? We want to thank Global Chat for hanging out with us too. Here, we'll say it. Ready? Goodbye, Global Chatty. Is there two T's in Chatty? Yeah, thanks for your time, and we hope to see everyone Monday. And if you can't wait that long, keep your eye out. There's going to be some content dropping, blog posts, podcast version of this, as well as Friday or Saturday, one of the two or both, will be live in the Discord streaming 4K. Thanks to everyone who boosts our server. And we'll be playing Call of Duty. Sometimes we change it up, play Battlefield, Phasmo, whatever. But Crazy Fives around, we'll be playing COD. And if that interests you, come hang out, come see it, chill with us. But yeah, Crazy Five, do you have anything you want to say before you get out of here?
I hope to see you next time or not. We'll see.
And yeah, we are now on alert.
Yeah, we are in limbo here. Who knows if I'll be back again. But no, I appreciate all the support that you guys constantly give us, as always. I look forward to the next time.
Yep, cool. All right, keep playing Simple ML. Use Yoma's tool if you don't already. Like the video, subscribe if you're new here, and head on over to couchcatpod.com for more Simple MMO content. Also, take a look down below in the description for the Guild Series t-shirt. That's all I got. Peace out, friends.
See ya.
Yeah, Couch Cat Baby Watch. That's what we're on.